This week, we are going to be talking about one of my favorite topics. I love helping pregnant mamas. So this is for pregnant mamas, but even if you are not pregnant, this is going to be so helpful for you because this is really just that groundwork, that real foundational core connection. So if you just had some type of procedure, or if you are in a flare-up, or if you are going to be going through a procedure, or you're trying to get pregnant, this is going to be helpful for you because we really should all know these things. But I'm gearing this for my pregnant mamas. I'm going to be doing a series. It's going to be scattered throughout some other episodes, so they won't be back to back. So stay tuned. Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Desiree Cassell. I'm an orthopedic and pelvic floor physical therapist specializing in women's health, aka pelvic floor. I'm a wife, mom of three, foodie, lover of all things movement and nature, and I'm super passionate about educating, empowering, and supporting other women like you to find and maintain balance throughout all aspects of their lives without pain, pressure, or peeing their pants. And this is the Balanced Momtality Podcast, where we will talk about all things pelvic floor, your core, and optimizing your pregnancy, birth, and postpartum recovery, providing you with the knowledge and tools so that you can feel like the strong, playful, and happy mom that you and your family deserve. Now let's get you out of those pads and back to loving movement. Fill up your water, pop in those AirPods, roll out your mat, and let's connect. Before we start today's episode, just a quick disclaimer that anything mentioned in this podcast is not meant to treat or diagnose any medical conditions. If you have any questions or concerns about your healthcare needs, please seek the care of your medical provider. This is also a safe space where we will be talking about very sensitive but important topics, such as issues with peeing and pooping, relationships, and even sex. So if you have littles around, probably a good idea to pop those AirPods in. But otherwise, I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey, Mama. I am so glad you're joining me for another week here on the podcast. I hope you found last week's tactical and practical episode on exercise snacks and micro workouts helpful so that you now feel like you can play around with the time you already have in your day, get in some workouts here and there, some more focused, intentional exercises to help you reach those goals, because it is not an all or nothing mindset we are striving for. What are we striving for? Anything is better than nothing. All right. So anytime you are feeling like, ugh, I don't have time to get it in, anything is better than nothing. Do calf raises at the sink. Do put a band on and walk throughout your house. It can be anything. Carry that laundry basket with intention. Okay, so this week we are going to be talking about one of my favorite topics. I love helping pregnant mamas. So this is for pregnant mamas, but even if you are not pregnant, this is going to be so helpful for you because this is really just that groundwork, that real foundational core connection. So if you just had some type of procedure, or if you are in a flare-up, or if you are going to be going through a procedure, or you're trying to get pregnant, this is going to be helpful for you because we really should all know these things. But I'm gearing this for my pregnant mamas. I'm going to be doing a series. It's going to be scattered throughout some other episodes, so they won't be back to back. So stay tuned because I am going to be hopping around a little bit, but I really felt like this was a good time for me to do an episode on prenatal fitness in the first trimester and what this looks like and what this should look like, because one, I think that this is a question almost every pregnant mom gets, right? As soon as they find out they're pregnant, it's like all the emotions, like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm terrified. Holy crap. Maybe you weren't even expecting it at all. Oh my gosh, what a blessing. You were praying on it. Whatever it is, we all kind of go through the waves of emotion. And then it's kind of like, oh, so what does this mean? Like, what does this now mean for my body? What can I even do? I need to get the prenatal vitamins. I need to schedule that appointment. I should really start making sure I'm taking care of myself because I'm growing a human. But what does that even look like? Can I keep running and doing the exercise classes I've been going to. I haven't really been very active. Should I start, or is that unsafe? These are all normal questions as we navigate that roller coaster of finding out we are about to have a baby. And I'm excited because I also have some people in my life that found out they're pregnant recently. And so I'm hoping that this will be helpful for them, because we really do want to get on this as soon as possible. You know, that's another very common question I get from pregnant mamas who call me to get in. Most of the time, you know, I have built a relationship in my community. So if they are going through this hospital system and they're going to the childbirth classes here, they usually get my information handed to them somewhere in that second trimester. But it isn't uncommon for me to get calls from women in their late third trimester, like already a month, 4 to 6 weeks out from delivering. And they're like, yeah, you know, I would like to prepare my body for birth, but really I just want to make sure I get in postpartum. And they're just kind of missing the beat because, again, even with that same approach of like anything is better than nothing, right? So even if you're getting in some of this stuff the day before you go into labor, this is going to be better than nothing. Like anything is better than nothing. The sooner, the better though. Like if you can start in that first trimester, or even for those mamas who aren't pregnant but are trying to get pregnant, this is the stuff you already want to have solid. You want to feel confident in this core connection pieces, because then as you go through that first trimester, you're already ready. You've already got that awareness and control of that core system. Because here's the thing, as baby grows, that belly is going to continue to grow, and it's going to make the abs less effective and harder to connect to. It's going to widen the rib cage, making your breathing harder and making you have more back pain. Your posture is going to shift, where you're going to end up with a lot more compression in your low back. This is going to cause a lot of tailbone issues, low back pain issues, like long round ligament pain, pubic symphysis pain, SI joint pain, lightning crotch, diastasis, leaking, like you name it, prolapse. Like if we don't have that connection in our body and that awareness of pressure management and how to stabilize our core, then so many of those things can occur during pregnancy. And especially as things start to shift, you know, many women feel this so early on. As soon as they find out they're pregnant, there's already that relaxin hormone going through and loosening things up, and they might already start to get that low back pain, SI joint aching and sharpness, because things are just shifting and their body isn't balanced and doesn't have that control. And especially if this isn't your first pregnancy, you probably feel these things much sooner. Like I'll never forget with my second how quickly I felt pressure behind my pelvis. And it was, you know, luckily I was able to keep that from becoming painful at all. But just the position of babies after that first one is already so much deeper. And, you know, with that postural shift, so many of the muscles do become imbalanced. We've got stretched out abs, stretched out glutes, tight low back, usually pelvic floor is also tight. Our breathing becomes restricted, all these things I had mentioned. And so if you can get that connection and control and awareness of the alignment and the breath work and the stability and how it feels to engage that core system and what that pressure feels like, while the abs and the glutes and the rest of your body is still somewhat easy to move through different positions and postures, it's going to set you up for so much more success throughout your pregnancy and set you up for a more optimal birth. Because imagine as that belly's stretching, if you're just trying to get connected to that core system because you were initially afraid to do any quote unquote core work, and then you go see me or talk to a pelvic floor PT or look online and it's like, oh, actually you should be doing this core work as soon as possible. And you go to try, but you can't for the life of you even feel that connection because everything's already stretched out, and it's so hard to get that connection when things are in a more inefficient place. So the things we really want to focus on in this first trimester, and remember that first trimester is when you are exhausted and you probably have some nausea and aren't feeling very great. And this is totally okay, right? Like this is expected. We expect to not feel very well. So the priority here is to fuel yourself and rest. Okay. So even though I'm saying like, yes, we got to exercise, we got to get on this movement and connection, it does not come before your fueling of your body and your resting, because that is going to set everything else up, right? Like if you're not getting enough sleep, exercise is only going to tax your system even more and add stress to that system. And if you're not fueling yourself, you're also not fueling your baby, and you're not going to have the energy you need to build that muscle mass and just sustain the energy to exercise and fuel your human baby that you are growing in your body. So resting and fueling is priority number one. But when it comes to movement and exercise, I think walking is probably that best thing. And I think most of us can be, have walking's great throughout all pregnancy. We feel pretty safe with walking. So not much to talk about there, other than just to emphasize like how beneficial walking really is. Like it is another one of those things people dismiss, like, oh, it's low level, I'm just walking, not that great, it's not doing too much. It is doing so much, especially during pregnancy when we need things to stay kind of loose. Because again, while we think things are loose and they're shifting, they are, but that can cause things to tighten and tense up because it's trying to create some sense of stability in the system. This is why we feel pain as things shift, because things are either stiff, a joint got kind of shifted and became stuck, the muscle tension and tone is holding to try and protect. So walking is a great way just to help the body feel safe with movement. And that really is the key, right? Through all types of movement, but especially throughout our whole life with all kinds of exercise, but especially during pregnancy, the biggest thing is that it needs to feel good. If it does not feel good, you're having any type of achiness or pain or pelvic pressure, back pressure, pain, leaking, that diastasis, the coning or doming through that abdominal line, these are all boundaries that we cannot cross, especially during pregnancy when there's already so much pressure in that system. So being aware, how long of a walk feels good? What type of a walk? Does it feel better on hard surfaces or on the ground, hiking in the mountains on a trail? Does it feel better going uphill versus downhill versus flat? Start playing around with it and get creative, and also don't be afraid to try other things. So the guidelines really are just to make sure during pregnancy, you don't want to start, you know, I'm going to say with the caveat, right? Like if you were really sedentary and then you get pregnant, yes, it's okay to start some gentle exercise. And this episode's going to help you know exactly what you want to start doing so that you're not doing too much. Because the other general rule of thumb is not to try something new during pregnancy. So if you're not a runner, and this one's an obvious one, right? Like you're not going to start running during pregnancy. But even if, you think it's pretty low level, if it's kind of maybe a little intense, like even swimming, people think swimming can be really safe, but it also puts a lot of pressure through that abdominal line. So if you're unaware of how to hold your core through swimming and you're getting all of that rotation as your arms swing through the water and you're paddling through the water, you can cause a lot of issues. So we do want to just make sure that your body is ready and equipped and knows how to move through that movement safely. So during pregnancy, aside from walking, again, I mentioned the connection. So that's the biggest thing here. We want to really connect to that deep core system. Remember, this deep core system is pelvic floor, the TA abdominal muscles that wrap like a corset around the trunk and connect to the top of the pelvis and the rib cage. You've got little multifidi muscles in the back and your diaphragm. And the goal here is to become aware of what it feels like to really stack those cylinders. Those two cylinders being your pelvic bowl, your pelvic girdle, and the rib cage. We want to stack them directly on top of each other, especially before belly grows, because that's going to get harder and harder and harder and almost impossible to do while you're pregnant and at those end stages when the rib cage really widens and the diaphragm gets more ineffective, essentially. So learning how to stack those and perform a deep core breath. And so what this core breath feels like, if you haven't been following me or listened to all of my other breathing episodes, is we want to really fill up from the bottom up. I want you to bring that breath deep. We're visualizing that core system like a balloon. We are filling up that balloon, filling into the pelvic bowl, the back, the sides. I want you to really breathe into your sides, especially with pregnancy, as belly stretches forward and towards that front space. The tightness on the sides of your trunk is real. And this also really inhibits thoracic movement and mobility and increases a lot of pressure down on the pelvic floor. So we can really help combat that and prevent it from limiting our breathing and our pressure management by making sure we are breathing into the sides of your trunk. So you're really trying to feel the sides expand and that rib cage. So it helps to place your hands on the side of your rib cage and kind of create like a C shape with your hands and just hug your sides at your ribs, right at your waist. And when you take that deep breath, while I do want you to inhale and feel that breath expand into your tailbone and your pelvic floor and get into your low back, I also really want you to feel those ribs expand to the side. They should lift like a bucket handle. So as you inhale, those hands and your ribs should lift up laterally like a bucket handle. And as you exhale, you're going to let those ribs come all the way back down. And so what this looks like is we're going to take a nice, deep, slow breath at a count of 4 to 5. So practice here with me right now. We're going to put our hands on our sides and just take a nice, deep, slow breath. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Now hold it for 2, 3. Release slowly for a count of 6 to 7. 4, 5, 6, 7. And even go to 8 or 10 if you can. So slowing that exhale down and really letting those sides of your abs help that exhale come out is really going to help keep muscle balance and tension in that core system to optimize your breathing and your posture and your pressure management and all of those things. So again, just a reminder as you move through that breath work, we are inhaling nice and slow into places of tension, a count of 3 to 4, hold it for 2 to 3 seconds, and then slowly, like you're fogging a mirror, exhale that breath a count of 6 to 10 seconds if you can. And repeat that 4 or 5 times. And I think this is great to do in different positions, especially before belly is big, getting used to a position on your back, and maybe you even prop your feet up on a couch or you put them up against the wall so that you're in like a 90-90 position with your feet up against the wall and your low back really gets opened for this on the floor and you're really guiding that breath into the floor, opening that low back, breathing into the side of the ribs. This is just magic sauce. And obviously being on your back gets really uncomfortable after a while. So this doesn't have to be the position you do all of your breath work in. I love cat-cow child's pose, especially before belly gets big, where you have the knees together so that that does kind of create some compression to the belly so that you can breathe deeper into your low back. Because during pregnancy, that goal is really going to be to create length and try and maintain some length and opening in that low back while
while the belly is inevitably lengthening, and trying to create some tension and strength and control in the abs because they're lengthening, and in the glutes. The glutes tend to be forgotten about during pregnancy, and we do tend to think, you know, there is some push more towards like, you got to keep your core strong, which is definitely important and crucial, but the glutes are a huge driver of that. So we need to make sure we're keeping our glutes strong as well. So the breath work and connection piece is just a great place to start. Start with learning that breath. Where is the breath going? Can we coordinate it correctly? At rest through these different mobility, stretching, resting positions. But then we also want to coordinate the bracing. How do we engage that core brace every time we are lifting or exercising or picking up a heavy car seat, groceries, laundry baskets, all of those things that take effort, right? So we want to make sure we can zipper up that brace with confidence that it's not pushing pressure down. So a great self-test, and the way I like to kind of look at this with myself and with my patients, is you're going to place two hands on your belly. Place one hand right up above your pubic bone. So it's going to be between your pubic bone and your belly button. And then the other hand is going to be from your belly button and your ribs. So you're stacked directly on top of each other. And you're going to take that nice deep inhale. And this time on the exhale, as you're exhaling, you're going to zipper up that core and engage that deep core system. Think about picking up that heavy car seat, that heavy kid, pushing the heavy door, whatever it is, engage your brace, whatever that means to you. Then observe what your hands are doing, because if your hands pouch out, so as you engage, they actually extend. So say you're lying down while you practice this, that would mean your hands are going towards the ceiling. You have pressure pouching out. This is not good. This means that pressure is going down on your pelvic floor into that diastasis space, and it is not being managed properly. So what we want is, as you engage, those hands should kind of fall towards your spine. Now, the other caveat and the thing to be careful of here is many women, especially as they feel weak, and this is also very common postpartum, as you go to engage, you can engage too hard because it can feel kind of challenging to get that connection. And so if you engage too hard, maybe things fall initially, but then that top hand continues to fall, pushing pressure down, so that bottom hand pops back out. This is also not good. We really need to look at that as a boundary, and we're not doing anything that is pouching that pressure out. So if this is you and you're like, oh shoot, yep, like my hands are rising, pressure is coming out, I want you to just really think of kind of corseting everything together. This is not sucking your belly button to your spine. This is simply getting like a zipper jacket. You're trying to get that bottom of the core to engage, working its way up towards the rib cage. I find a great cue for this is to think about that pelvic floor piece, because they should be connected, right? Because it is part of the core system. That deep transverse abdominis muscle and the pelvic floor should turn on together. However, sometimes they don't. Many times they don't, especially during pregnancy. If there's any pain or postpartum, if there's any scarring, restrictions, we need to get that connection back. So with those stacked hands, take that big deep inhale. And this time, as you initiate that exhale, give like a 25% Kegel pelvic floor contraction. You're just going to turn that pelvic floor on, and you should feel that lift and kind of your belly button even come up and in. Everything should come up and in. You do not want to see anything come out, and especially out and down. If you see belly button move down and come out, that's way too much pressure down on everything, okay? You're going to get increased risk of not only leaking and diastasis, but pelvic organ prolapse and hemorrhoids and things you really want to avoid. So just learning that bracing is huge. So this is that connection. We're getting that connection with the breath work. We're getting that connection with zippering things up. And then we want to start making that functional and thinking about, okay, when I am going to pick up this heavy thing, Can I turn this brace on correctly? Can I breathe through this movement? And so just start getting in some light walking, some gentle breath work, and start practicing that connection, because I promise you, and especially as we get towards birth, right? Like, this will get harder because things are shifting. Diaphragm's going to open, the rib cage is going to expand, opening that diaphragm, making it harder to breathe. There's going to be less space to breathe because of baby, and it just feels so much harder as things move along. So getting that connection sooner than later is crucial. And then as you get closer to birth, we actually flip it a little bit, because imagine as you exhale during delivery, you don't want your pelvic floor to tighten up. So I'll get more into that as we get into prenatal fitness in the third trimester. But for that first trimester, don't give yourself too much pressure to do too much, right? Like I said, you're probably not feeling great anyways. So if you've already kept up with, maybe you enjoy some swimming or some biking or whatever your ideal movement is, just get that in when you feel up to it. And whether that's weightlifting, you know, a high class like me, or that's going to the pool, that's going for a light jog, you know, even during this phase, jogging and running is okay, as long as you are not seeing those boundaries, pressure into the belly, pressure down on pelvic floor. You're not feeling that pressure. You're not having any pain. You're not having any leaking at all. Then you will be fine. So just prioritize rest. Make sure you're fueling yourself and getting connected with that deep core system. And then as you start getting more energy in that second trimester, we will start ramping up that intensity, start making sure you're getting in the strength and stability that you need to help protect that alignment and control throughout your body as everything adjusts, reducing your risk of having bad round ligament pain or pubic symphysis pain, lightning crotch, sciatica, SI joint pain, all of the pains, okay? So we're going to avoid that. And say you are feeling great and you're like, but Des, I'm ready now. Like, I want to be doing things now. I already got the core connection down. I've already got the bracing down. What is the best thing to be doing at this level? So at that first, in that first trimester, if you are feeling good and you're wanting a little bit more, this is where I say start with your body weight. Let's get some of those movement patterns, those functional movement patterns, to be optimal, so that in that second trimester, we can make things harder. We can add intensity with weight and bands and volume of exercise and all of that. But let's make sure those movements are right. So going through squats, making sure that your squats feel good. So just squatting up and down, playing around with different hip angles. Maybe you start with your hips wide, do some with your hips more in a neutral position. Make sure your knees are always in alignment with those toes and they're not caving in or bowing out. We really want to make sure they're in alignment with those feet. But squats are always a great one because, again, we're already functionally doing this. So just start adding the breath to it. Add the zippering of your brace to it. Let's create that intention with our movement. We're zippering up before anything with effort. And with that breath, you're going to inhale on the way down as you're sitting that butt back in your squat. And as you exhale, as you come up, you are exhaling with that effort of standing, and you are providing that zippering and making sure that pelvic floor is lifting with you, because this is how everything is a core workout, and hence everything is a pelvic floor workout if you are doing things correctly. So body weight squats is a great one. Bridges is another great one that I really love. This can also look like a hip thrust where you're doing your upper body shoulder blades are going to be on a bench, on a table, on a couch, an ottoman, whatever it is. And you're going to be in that kind of tabletop position, and you're going to drop your butt just like a bridge and then lift up just like a bridge. If you're not familiar with hip thrusts, you can also go follow me on Instagram because I do them all the time. I have a few videos there. Anyways, some squats, some bridges. I think getting in some gentle core marching, so lying flat on the floor with your knees bent, practicing that zipper, having your hand on your belly so you can really be familiar with the bracing that's happening there, and getting in some gentle marching of your legs, just lifting and lowering your bent leg, alternating sides. This is another great way to just get in some gentle core stability and strength to make sure that things are feeling good. So aside from breath work, aside from working on that connection and core zippering and walking and getting in some body weight functional movements like squats and bridges and maybe some just carrying, like the core march is great, but it's not very functional, right? So whenever you are carrying groceries or a heavy basket of laundry or a heavy kiddo, think about that brace in your core, and this will also be giving you like a standing functional core march essentially. And so aside from all of those, the other thing in that first trimester I would really prioritize is mobility. So this coincides with the breath work. And I know I already reiterated in breath work to do like cat cow and child's pose in some of these positions, but make sure you are prioritizing some mobility because things are going to start tightening up. And so moving through a routine that gets a little bit of movement through your spine, like cat cow and child's pose, but especially some rotation through that upper back before belly really gets big, like thread the needle or bow and arrow, if you're familiar with those positions. Keeping movement through that spine is really helpful, but also through that pelvic bowl. So sitting in a deep squat really opens the hips. This is a resting position, so you shouldn't be holding this squat. This isn't for strength. This is just to sit down, let the butt drop to the floor. You can sit on a yoga block if you need to, or a step for support, but just getting some general opening in that pelvic bowl and really breathing into the backside of your pelvis is super helpful and feels so amazing on the low back. Getting some movement through your inner thighs. So doing like sitting with your feet together in like a butterfly position, letting those inner thighs just lightly stretch, again, breathing into them, breathing into that pelvic bowl. There are so many things we can be doing in our first trimester. So don't be terrified. I know it's a scary but also exciting time, and you want to make sure you're doing all the right things. So you're here, you're listening to this episode, so you're already on the right start, okay? So I am here if you want more support, more guidance, especially if you have any pain already, or you're like, I want more of a structured plan. I want it just told to me exactly what days I'm supposed to do what. I do this so I can create all of that for you. We can dive into your own body, what your posture already is, what your breathing already is, what tissue restrictions you might have, give you some tools to release that, and just make sure you are staying comfortable and starting this as soon as possible in your pregnancy journey, because it does get more challenging. But man, pregnancy is such a journey, isn't it? And I hope you're feeling more confident as you navigate moving through that first trimester. Make sure you're letting me know if you want some coaching and some extra support, but also come over to my free and private Facebook group, The Balanced Momtality Wellness and Support, where you can ask questions, get feedback, get a little bit more individualized one-on-one support, and just the accountability of it all. But I hope you found today's episode helpful, and stay tuned for this series. I'm not sure exactly when I'll be releasing the next prenatal fitness trimester 2 episode, but probably in the next few weeks. So stay tuned as we go through our prenatal fitness series, and I will also be putting in a postpartum recovery series as well. So stay tuned, and also show up on that Facebook group and let me know what you want to hear, because this is here for you guys and for my community, and I want to help you and give you guys the tools and support. Let me know what you're struggling with. Let me know where you're still getting hung up. Even if you're listening to the episodes, you're not getting in the exercise, why, you're afraid, you don't know how, you don't know what, let me know. There's no more excuses, okay? I'm here for you. You've got this, and we can do this together. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day. I know you've got so many other important things going on, but I hope it was helpful and you leave here with some tools to help you in your healing journey.
And I just want to ask you, if you have found this helpful, to please leave a review on iTunes. Scroll down to the bottom of my podcast page and leave that 5-star review so it can help other women see this information. And also, if you want to be a part of my community of amazing women trying to balance all the things, great tips and insight and sharing stories and just motivating each other along the way, feel free to join my Facebook group, The Balanced Momtality Wellness and Support. I hope to see you here next time on the Balanced Momtality Podcast.